Who is God? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who trusts in him. God is good. Christians often say this, and for good reason. They know the goodness of God firsthand. They have experienced him and his goodness countless times. And while non-Christians may not recognize the goodness of the Lord, he nonetheless is good to them. The Bible tells us that the Almighty gives rain and sunshine to both the just and the unjust, and that he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. The quintessence of God is thoroughly good. It is the very essence of who he is. The Lord is the embodiment of good. It is only by the Creator that we know and have goodness, for it proceeds from him. He exudes goodness, and his expression of goodness unfolds in numerous ways. The Creator, though infinitely intelligent beyond our full comprehension, has revealed himself to us in the Bible and by personal experience. We can know and understand the Lord by a diligent study of his word and through a personal connection with him. Correspondingly, we can know our Maker through nature. In the scriptures, we discover what the Lord is like and how he interacts with people. We learn what he expects from us and what we can expect from him. Moreover, we can know the Almighty through a prayerful and intimate fellowship. We have the privilege and honor to associate with God in a deeply personal relationship that benefits us in countless ways. Additionally, nature teaches us about the sophisticated, elaborate, highly complex, and limitless proficiency of a magnificently intricate designer, our Creator. Through the Bible, in nature, and by close association with the Almighty, we understand him and how he functions. There are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. This verse seems contradictory and can cause confusion, but the verse is not contrary, nor does it have to be puzzling. So then, what does the Bible mean when it says God is one and God is three? A simple dictionary search helps us understand. Random House Unabridged Dictionary defines the word one as a single unit or individual, such as one nation or one person. It also defines one as a person, thing, or individual member of a kind, group, or category. One is an individual or a group of individuals belonging to the same unit, group, or membership. There are three members of the Godhead: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three individual beings act in unison, in complete unity. Their purpose and goal is one. Everything they do is in harmony with one another. They are three beings functioning perfectly together as a whole unit. Marriage and the family function as a whole unit. While there is more than one person in a marriage and more than one member of a family, they are one couple and one family. Further, There is a biblical example of a group of people coming together and functioning as one. Though this group came together for the wrong reason, still they acted as one. The Lord refers to them as one people. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three beings in one, united in love, purpose, and goal. They journey the same course with the same objective and labor unanimously for the salvation of humankind. All three are co-creators, the founders of our world. And while they are distinctly different proponents, they always function and advocate together as one. God is the creator, maker of heaven and earth, and all that is in them. And as the creator, he is sovereign, Lord over all creation. God is Savior and Deliverer. He is our Recreator and our Redeemer. As Savior and Deliverer, the Lord steps into our lives and saves us from sin, from Satan, from self, and from others. And while the Lord does not in every instance rescue us as we think best, he does, however, save and deliver in the way he knows best. As Savior and Deliverer, through his own sacrifice, he makes the way for deliverance from sin and for restoration to eternal life. As our Recreator, God rebuilds our lives. He renews and restores us. As we open our heart and mind to our Creator, he transforms us that we may live in righteousness. Through him, we are born again, regenerated in a new life of true goodness. Sin has brought damage and wreaked havoc, and God has made the way that we may be renewed in righteousness. He has made the way for our renewal in uprightness. As Redeemer, he will return for his faithful, filled followers to restore us in our right to eternal life, which was lost in the Garden of Eden. The consummation of the saving, delivering, and regenerative work of Christ will be realized when he returns to redeem us from this sinful world and from wickedness and evil once and for all. Frequently people say, we are not the sum of our work. Perhaps we should reconsider. We are what we do, and we do what we are. God is known by his deeds, by what he does in the world and in our lives. He shows himself by his occupation. Without the labor of God in our lives, without his handiwork in nature, and without his actions noted in his written word, we do not know who God is. We know the Almighty by what he does. Look around and behold the splendor of God's awe-inspiring creation. In spite of the toll sin has taken, observe the goodness he accomplishes in the lives of those who sincerely follow him. Notice his work of forbearance and merciful kindness. See his love and labor on the cross. Recognize his positively wholesome, proactive stance in our lives. In all of these works, we know and understand who God is. contemplating what God does shows us who God is. As we meditate on His works, we encounter Him, we know Him, and we understand Him. When we consider who God is, we discover that above all else, God is a cherished friend who longs for the healing of all His creation. God is the great physician, benevolent and kind, gracious and patient, loving and tender. He is a cherished friend who is truly good. The Almighty is the glorious Creator, the powerful Deliverer, the humble Savior, the long-suffering Recreator, and the soon-coming Redeemer, who so loves us that He does not want to be without us. He gave everything that we may know all things good, even though we turned our backs on Him. God is good. He is our beloved healer and our cherished friend if we open our heart and give Him our life. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the one who trusts in Him.